This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 60 for Tuesday, September 14th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are stronger on Tuesday following the latest production update from Stats Canada. The November canola contract gains $10.60 at $872.30 per ton. The January contract rises $10.20 at $863 per ton. Due to the severe drought and intense heat this summer, Stats Canada is slashing this year's canola production to about 12.8 million tons. That's a drop of 34.4% from a year ago. Total wheat production is expected to tumble by 38.3% at 21.7 million tons. One of the few bright spots in the Stats Canada report is corn production, which increases 5.9% at almost 14.4 million tons. There's support for canola coming from gains in Chicago soy oil, as well as European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Chicago soybeans and soy meal are lower. The Canadian dollar is slightly lower, with the loonie at 78.89 compared to Monday's close of 78.98. The United States Department of Agriculture reports soybean crop conditions remain at 57% good to excellent for the week ending September 12th. Corn conditions dip 1 point at 58% good to excellent, and this year's harvest has just begun. The planting of winter wheat is 12% complete for a 7-point gain on the week. The USDA also reports export inspections of soybeans are more than 105,000 tons for the week ending September 9th. Corn inspections are about 138,000 tons, and wheat comes in at nearly 548,000 tons. Exports are down due to the damage caused earlier by Hurricane Ida. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Tuesday. The November contract is down 2 cents at $12.82.5 per bushel. October soy oil rises more than 9 tenths of a cent at 56.74 U.S. cents per pound. October soy meal falls back $3.50 at $338 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Tuesday. The December contract gained 7 cents at $5.20 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher as well, with the December contract up a nickel at $5.15. Wheat futures are stronger on Tuesday. Chicago December increases 14 cents at $7.01. Kansas City December jumps 15.5 cents at $7.02. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December is up a dime at $8.86. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, September 14th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.